Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, UFOWarning.com. If you haven't been by the site, stop by and check it out, UFOWarning.com. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about what's been going on over in China. If you've seen the news lately, you've seen some of the really interesting UFO pictures that have been taken over there. And the sightings ranged from Beijing up into Sichuan, further up into, I think it's Guangdong, and then up into Inner Mongolia. So the area would be over from Beijing and eastern central China, and then it moves on up into north central east China, and then up into northern China. So it looks on the map like it must be a range of about 1,000 miles. Now, if it's all the same event, and from the pictures it looks like it could be, I don't see any way that this could have been an airplane or even a rocket. This thing had to be way out in space to be able to be viewed by that wide of an area. And it looks like one of these, almost like a rocket, but this is a little different. It has the trail of almost like a white vapor that it leaves behind. A really large area. It must cover, you know, a few miles up in the sky. And you see this thing kind of shoot up in kind of a curlicue shape, almost like similar to the vortex that we see. And then it seems like it comes back down and around and then goes straight up again. So if you think about the angles that this thing has taken, this is something that's putting on an awful lot of G-forces. And it has to be at least as strong as a rocket. I mean, at least that much G-force. There's no way that this thing could be a jet airplane or a high-speed jet, simply for the reason that a human being just couldn't stand up to the G-forces. There's just no possible way. This thing goes straight up. It makes, you know, a right-angle turn, comes back down, turns back around up on itself. So, I mean, you're talking about 90-degree turns here at high speeds. It's just, there's no way that a human body could withstand those kind of G-forces. A person would just be blacked out, maybe even dead. So the pictures are neat. There's been a lot of reports of this, of these kind of vortex, so these bright white green lights. Actually, I saw one myself here a few weeks ago. I don't know if it was just a satellite, you know, flashing or what, but it had that kind of a almost like a little bit of a rocket vortex flare to it where it shoots out. It's kind of a really strange thing. To me, it just looked like a real bright star out of place, and I was just watching it there for a minute, and then it just went and made like a little vortex shape, and it's zing, disappeared. And so, I mean, one thing I can imagine is that maybe it was some kind of space junk. Hard to say, but these have been reported by people all over, and maybe it's a new UFO phenomenon, I don't know, but that does have in common this bright white light look to it, and it does always seem to have like this effect that a rocket might have. Who's to say? But I will say this, well, the strange thing about these sightings in China, some of these sightings in China have been really spectacular. I mean, we've had the giant city-type things that they look like towns float over China, almost like a mirage. We've had some really, really large spacecraft reported over Chinese airports. The common denominator to me seems like with a lot of these Chinese UFOs, is that there almost seems to be a certain level of intimidation to them. I mean, it's almost as if maybe some world power is letting the Chinese know that they've got something they don't have. And a lot of times it seems like whenever the U.S. and China are at some kind of an impasse or when China is becoming particularly belligerent, it always seems like one of these massive, giant, you know, UFOs show up. And I don't know. It just makes a person wonder. You know, that and the fact that President Trump, when he was on his campaign speech in Ohio this week, brought up again about the Space Force. And so you just have to wonder if the U.S. doesn't already have like this massive Space Force in place that we have no idea is there, and you know that they're not telling about. And maybe a lot of this UFO stuff that people are reporting is just top secret Space Force military. And President Trump, maybe just because he's the first one honest enough to talk about it, or maybe he feels like he needs to actually bring it to the forefront because you know, you have the Chinese becoming so belligerent that he actually has to bring it out there and say, listen, you know, you can't continue on doing the things you're doing. And just to let them know that we have this overwhelming force in order to avoid conflict. But I don't believe that it was, the Chinese government put it out there. And the Chinese government, they seem to be okay with people believing in UFOs. And I suppose it's because they can control the UFO groups, you know, as far as they have like official, not MUFON, but groups like that in China. So I think that it's something that the Chinese government doesn't feel threatened by right now, and they're able to manipulate a lot of the information out there about UFOs. And it's an easy thing for them to just plant disinformation. So they came out and said, well, they kind of let the hint out there that it could be some kind of a top secret Chinese space plane. Firstly, I don't believe that for a minute, but I will say there were some pictures that were put online here. Reportedly, about the Chinese had sent the probe around the moon and had taken pictures of Earth. Of course, you know, with a lot of stuff with the Chinese, anything the Chinese do in space, as far as I'm concerned, prove it. But there are some good links on the site, ufowarning.com, that shows this latest UFO that showed up in China. It is interesting. It has a lot of characteristics with the recent rocket vortex sightings that we've seen, and it's worth taking a look at. That's it for today. UFOWarning.com, over and out.